Well, the winged warrior is on assignment in London, and all of his troubles began when he was deliberately zipped backwards into his official chicken suit by an agent of a worldwide wicked web. For now, London is a city in the grip of great terror. Its thousands of shops shut down, its millions of vehicles halted in their tracks, and its men, women, and children numbed by an unreasoning fear.
Daddy, somebody's knocking on the door.
Don't answer it, child.
But they're knocking.
Get away, I tell you.
Now listen to your father, child, for it could be the terror of the Thames.
Yes, the thing they call King Capon.
Daddy!
This is the BBC. British police have been joined by Scotland Yard in their search for the weird creature stalking London. At last report, the half-man, half-chicken creature terrorized British Girl Scout Troop 43 as they were picking flowers along the banks of the Great River. Here is an eyewitness report by Miss Cynthia Tree, assistant leader of Troop 43.
Well, we was minding our own business, picking flowers, see, when all of a sudden we turns and we sees a thing come up to Thames, and it was an awful sight. It was walking bow-legged, and it was a crazed bow-legged capon, and it talked. It talked.
King Capon is also felt to be responsible for hurling a London to Liverpool bus into the Thames earlier in the day. A team of British scientists have said they think that the creature could well be...
Hello.
Miss Helfinger?
Yes.
This is Bruce.
Who's Bruce?
Miss Helfinger, it's my secret cover name.
Winged Warrior, where are you?
I'm calling from a phone booth near the river.
Do you have a hanky stuffed in your mouth?
Yes, I'm trying to disguise my voice.
Well, take it out.
All right. I said I'm trying to disguise my voice.
Do you know what panic you created?
Miss Helfinger.
The whole city is out of its mind. They're calling you King Capon.
It's almost like this Frankenstein movie I saw. It was the one where Dr. Frankenstein, played by Boris Karloff, is inside this castle.
Do you also realize that they've called out the entire British military to track you down and to shoot you on sight?
Miss Helfinger, would you believe that at this moment in my life, zipped backwards in my suit, bow-legged, cramped at the seams, mud splattered from head to toe, bedecked with wild flower petals, cold and hungry, that being bombed by the RAF isn't really a big personal disappointment to me?
Wow. First, our chicken man was destined to be harassed by Muck and Mire. And now, his fate is to face the insidious team of cold and hungry.